time to listen back to the highlights from Game 1. Sean Manaea against an opener, Fernando Cruz, for the Cincinnati Reds. And Manaea set the Reds down in order. Then Francisco Lindor led off the bottom half with a base hit to extend his on-base streak to 34 games. Two batters later, with one away, Mark Vientos came to the plate.
Here's Mark Vientos, right-hand batter. First pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit to left. Back near the wall. This ball is gone. Mark Vientos does it again. He hits it into the party deck to the left of the 358 mark. The 23rd home run of Mark Vientos this season. Lindor scores in front of him. And here in the first inning, the Mets are leading by a score of 2-0.
A fast start for Mark Vientos and the Mets on number 23. Cruz held the Mets there with a couple of strikeouts to wrap up his night as an opener, but it was 2-0 Mets after one. In the top of the second inning, Spencer Steer led off the inning with a base hit. Manaea then struck out Ty France for the first out of the inning, and with a runner at first base, faced T.J. Friedl.
Friedl batting 216, 10 homers, 44 runs batted in. He grounds into a double play. It's going to be news. The 0-1, this could be newsworthy. Grounded a short, Lindor's got it, steps on second, throws to first. Double play, side retired, and the third longest streak in baseball since 1933 has ended. He had gone 940 plate appearances without hitting into a double play. Friedl does. Reds done in the second, one hit, nobody left.
Ask and you shall receive. Howie Chaminaya dials up the two ball, and he was out of the top of the second inning. Brandon Williamson took over for the Reds in the second and set the Mets down in order. After a scoreless third, we jump to the top of the fourth inning with the Mets still ahead 2-0. Manaea walked the leadoff man, Jonathan India. That put a runner on for Ellie De La Cruz.
Kicking the 0-1. De La Cruz gives this one a ride to deep left center field. Nimmo gives it a look, and it's gone. Onto the party deck in center. A tie game now. Ellie De La Cruz. A high, deep drive. Just off straightaway center. Right where the party deck is. For De La Cruz's 23rd home run. A very slow trot around the bases for the 6'5" big man for Cincinnati. He just now walks his way onto home plate. And it's 2-2 in the fourth.
A two-run shot for De La Cruz, and we were all square. Brand new ball game in the fourth inning. Manaea bounced back. He set down the next three Reds and kept the game tied. Williamson worked around a two-out hit-by-pitch of Jesse Winker for a scoreless bottom of the fourth. On to the top of the fifth, Manaea struck out the side and kept the game tied at the halfway mark. In the bottom half, the Mets were gifted a couple of base runners as Williamson hit Jeff McNeil, then walked Francisco Alvarez. Now that McNeil hit-by-pitch did come at a cost because eventually McNeil would leave the game with what the Mets called a right wrist contusion, and he would be further evaluated as we get more information over the next day or so. We will be sure to provide that to you. First and second with one out for Francisco Lindor, but a 6-4-3 double play ended the Mets' rally. With the help of a double play ball, Sean Manaea faced the minimum and posted a zero in the top of the sixth inning. In the bottom half, Williamson set down the first two Mets. It appeared he had a 1-2-3 inning on a terrific diving grab by Luke Fraley out in right field, but when he rolled over, the ball popped out of his glove, and Pete Alonso had a two-out double with Jesse Winker spot up. Carlos Mendoza went to Jose Iglesias. David Bell countered with Buck Farmer. Two outs and a runner at second for Jose.
Here's the 2-0, and a line drive base hit going into left field. Alonso hits third. He's coming home. Steers throw to the plate on one hop, going in, standing and scoring is Alonso, as Stevenson couldn't reach back and get the tag down. Following to second is Iglesias. Jose Iglesias does it again. The Mets are leading by a score of 3-2.
So Iglesias went to second on the throw. The Mets were back ahead by a run, and J.D. Martinez had a runner in scoring position.
1-0, the pitch to Martinez. Swing and a little looping fly ball to shallow right. That's a base hit. Here comes Iglesias around third. Fraley's throw to the plate is cut off, and sliding in safely is Iglesias. On at first with an RBI single is J.D. Martinez, and the Mets now have a 4-2 lead.
So an RBI for the brand-new Papa, J.D. Martinez. Three consecutive two-out hits for the Mets and a 4-2 lead. Starling Marte followed with a base hit of his own to put runners at first and second. Pitch hitter Harrison Bader then went down on strikes to end the rally, but the Mets were back ahead 4-2. In the top of the seventh inning, Sean Manaea allowed a one-out walk to Spencer Steer. Ty France then went down on strikes for the second out of the inning, but during the AB, Steer did steal second. So there were two outs in the seventh inning, Mets ahead by a pair, and a runner at second base for T.J. Friedl.
The 1-1. Friedl hits a deep drive to right. Marte going back, looks up, it's gone. A left-on-left, two-run home run with two outs in the seventh for T.J. Friedl. He now ties the game at four on the second big swing by Cincinnati. And for Manaea, that mars what was a really, really good start. That was a shocking home run from Friedl. And it's the end of the line for Sean Manaea. Here comes Carlos Mendoza.
So Sean Manaea's night was done. He allowed just two hits. Unfortunately, two of them were two-run home runs. Reed Garrett took over. He struck out Santiago Espinal to end the rally. 4-4 at the seventh inning stretch. Final line on Manaea, 6 2/3, three hits, four runs, two walks and nine strikeouts. In the bottom of the seventh, Emilio Pagan took over for Cincinnati and struck out the first two Mets. Brandon Nimmo extended the inning with a base hit to center. Mark Vientos then chased him to left center with a base hit. That meant Nimmo went all the way to third. So the Mets had first and third with two outs, but Pete Alonso grounded out to short to end the rally, and the game remained tied after seven. Reed Garrett returned for the eighth in a shutdown inning as he struck out a pair. Tony Santinon made a quick work of the Mets in the bottom half with a 1-2-3 inning of his own. We were tied on to the ninth. Edwin Diaz took over, and he came out blazing. He struck out the first two batters of the inning, and then he faced Spencer Steer.
1-2 to Steer. Diaz works quickly. He didn't need a pitch clock. Brings the hands together. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. A fastball at 100. Diaz strikes out the side in the ninth.
So Edwin Diaz struck out the side in the ninth. In the bottom half, it was time for his brother Alexis to pitch. He worked around a Francisco Alvarez hit by pitch to strand the winning run in scoring position, and that sent us to extra innings. Jose Buto took over for the Mets in the 10th. Spencer Steer was the placed runner at second base. Ty France grounded out to short for the first out of the inning. T.J. Friedl then popped out for the second out. Two outs and the placed runner still at second base for Santiago Espinal.
Buto trying to keep the Reds off the board in the 10th. The 0-2. Broken back, grounder up the middle. Lindor to his left, hustling, sets, throws on the run. End time, inning over. Jose Buto posts a zero in the top of the 10th. The Reds do not score.
So Jose Buto posted a zero in the 10th with our save the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The bullpen got the job done. Do give an assist to Francisco Lindor, though. That was a tremendous play up the middle. Former Met Justin Wilson was next out of the pen for Cincinnati. Brandon Nimmo was the placed runner at second base. And Mark Vientos up for the Mets.
India keeping the runner close. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air, deep left field. Vientos hits it way out. Game over. Two-run home run. 6-4 walk-off win for the Mets. His second home run of the night. He bookends it for the New York Mets. Mark Vientos, 24th home run. Circling the bases. Flips the helmet. Enters the jumping Mets at home plate. The water shower. Luis Severino standing outside home plate, holding up the OMG. Vientos' jersey has been ripped off. The Mets take the opener against the Reds, 6-4-10.